This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
October 17, 2016, we are now only 21 days out from the most historical general election in U.S. history, a referendum on globalism. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We've talked a lot about this. Historians have pointed it out. Futurists have predicted it. Mathematicians have confirmed it. We are headed towards some type of singularity or a cascade of singularity type events where time is basically accelerated, developments are exponential. And we're in the middle of that acceleration right now. Make no mistake. I mean, we have thousands of emails now a day. It's exponential. My prediction of 2 weeks ago was correct. When I blew up at Assange and I said, you better start exponentially releasing this because there won't be time. That's exactly what he did. And it is now gone from every week to every 3 days, to every 2 days, to every day. There's no way Hillary will survive this even if she steals the election and gets in. She's been wrecked. She's been defeated. She's been torn to pieces. Even MSM now understands that. But they want to be able to hoax the public that stealing the election is a referendum against anti-globalism against nationalism. It's not going to work. I've been listening to NPR local, NPR national. I've been reading the New York Times. I mean, they have gone full Decepticon. I mean, it is incredible to watch them burn themselves down. It's been reported that upwards of $20 million in a new ad buy has been allotted for an ad featuring myself and saying Donald Trump is just talking points from us and taking things I've said out of context. This is like them running ads of him out of context saying, you know, all illegals are all Mexicans are criminals, which he didn't say. It blows up in their face if he doesn't apologize. And if he goes in there Wednesday at this final debate, the final showdown, and savages her from head to toe, up one side and down the other, he will win. Big time. I don't care how big a theft they're involved in. And by the way, Newt Gingrich, a little bit of inside baseball out. I don't like Newt Gingrich because I know he has been a globalist. I know he's extremely smart. I know he knows basically everything that's going on. And I've seen him do some double-crossing. That said, when he tells the truth, nobody does it better. I've got a clip of him yesterday on CNN. It is just veritas over the top, which is why it makes me dislike him so much when I know he's being deceptive. Because a lot of these Decepticons are not very good at it, and it's almost entertaining. When Gingrich does it, it's not fun because he does it so well. But he just in 7 minutes, I've got to air the whole thing. It's totally true. I mean, it's perfectly said. Down to Trump winning by 15 points. That's a little slip on Trump internal polling, which they don't want the general public to be too optimistic because they know they're planning to steal it. They want everybody to go vote. But he's 10, 15 points ahead in the battleground stage, folks. This sex thing didn't even hurt him. He went up at last week's debate. That's why Trump says we're winning. They're freaking out, getting ready to steal it, because they've got all these fake polls where they sample way more Democrats saying he's going to lose. They're getting everybody ready, folks. They're getting everybody ready for a theft. And Trump's not going to stand for it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Monday, October 17, 2016. We are now 21 days out from the election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas.
Now only 21 days. You can cut the tension with a knife. The Clinton campaign has announced a new ad buy upwards of $20 million targeting yours truly and, of course, Donald Trump, using InfoWars and our statements, they believe, out of context to deceive the viewers and listeners in this country. It will only blow up in their face. And Trump has responded, obviously, by tweeting InfoWars and Prison Planet articles out today showing that it's all about loyalty in the foxhole, something these backstabbers know nothing about. But she's sending out emails to everyone. New video. This is Alex Jones. This is who Donald Trump listens to. Now, you have to understand something. They're social engineers. And they know, and they write books about this. They brag about this over and over again, that they're trying to move the Overton window. And the Overton window is a psychological, historical term developed, what, in the 50s, of what is seen as basic and normal and right. And if you want to change, let's say, the nuclear family being seen as what we should aim for as the standard, you begin to introduce ideas that are so radical, it drags you away from what was normally seen as kosher. And folks trying to move the Overton window do things that look like they're way out in space and don't make sense to attempt to drag it from the normalcy into the new paradigm. Now, you could say that's what I do. But, you see, I'm just countering the globalists, the radical things they're doing, so I'm not really radical. I'm just reporting on what they're doing, so it sounds pretty wild to say there's a secret global treaty that takes over basically everything in our lives called the TPP, and it's secret, but then now it's been ratified globally, it's been made public, and it's worse than I said. Because we had previous versions of other treaties that had failed, we knew it was a hodgepodge of those, we knew exactly what it was, and sure enough, it came out and it was exactly what we said it was. So see, we're not engaged in social engineering trying to pull you towards some radicalism. We're trying to point out how the whole process is working. And then it does sound pretty wild what we're covering, what we're saying. Like, Hillary plans to use executive orders to take your guns. What's in the new WikiLeaks? She's going to use executive orders to take your guns. UNIDIR, the United Nations Small Arms Disarmament Body, has been asking presidents for 20 years to use executive orders to sign on to treaties outside of Congress and ban basically all firearms. So when I tell you she wants to take them with an executive order, I know because I already know the blueprint. That's what I keep trying to explain to everybody. 95% of what we cover is on record. Like, they misrepresent 9/11 truth. They say, and I'm the founder of it, question it before 9/11, question it on the day of 9/11. I said it's being used to take your freedoms by criminals of the government working with radical Islam, Saudi Arabia, to launch attacks on non-Wahhabi countries like Iraq and take it over. They carry out 9/11. Our media and our government blames the wrong country. We go in and take over Iraq. They're our enemy. Now, they turned that into the talking point from Popular Mechanics that I believe firefighters blew up the World Trade Center. They actually say that. Never said it. It was the firefighters that came out and exposed that there were bombs in the buildings. Now, do we know exactly who did all this? No. All I'm telling you is the official story you're getting isn't true. And by the way, there isn't a special forces soldier. There isn't a demolitions person. There isn't a architect or engineer I talk to that doesn't concur with that. And I've interviewed the police, two different police officers on air, including a deputy fire chief. That's another person. Leanne McAdoo did. It's got like 5 million views on YouTube. When they told them, there's a countdown, we're going to blow up Building 7. We heard the countdown. And it was coming from the Red Cross. Do you know who the Red Cross is, folks? You know who could go behind enemy lines even 500 years ago out of Switzerland? The Red Cross. And I'm not bashing you if you were in the Red Cross. It has a lot of good things it does. But it is the main global intelligence agency front. So, you want to put this in your ad, Hillary? The Red Cross ran the countdown to blow up Building 7. No one would suspect the Red Cross, would they? So, and when I say Red Cross, I mean intelligence operatives there with the countdown. And then I have the news saying, Building 7 has fallen. Building 7 has fallen. An hour before it fell, CNN and Aaron Brown's turning around and it hadn't fallen, fell in its own footprint symmetrically from fires. And then 25 minutes later, BBC World, BBC, BBC announced Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, has fallen. And Jane Graham turns around, hasn't fallen. And later they admitted they were given that feed from Reuters that it had fallen. They had jumped the gun. That was the CIA base. Do you know the CIA's main East Coast base outside of Arlington, Virginia? Do you know where it's based? Building 7. They had at least 10 floors of it. Look it up. Look it up. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I can go on for 10 hours. I've made 6 films on the subject. I've written a book on the subject. It needs to be exposed. It needs to be investigated. Just like our government's funding radical Islam today, it's the very same program. Radical Islam is real. It's being brought in to attack us. We need to deal with it. Our borders are wide open. That's the false flag. The jihadis are real. The false flag's bringing them in. Now, before I go any further, we've been vindicated by all the 20-something pages coming out in Congress, the 28 pages, and the fact that Saudi Arabia was there, and there was an order to stand down and not investigate them. And the FBI agents at the time went public. They were ordered to stand down in Texas and in Arizona and in Florida and in Minnesota and in Oklahoma. I interviewed some of them. I interviewed the translators, like Sybil Edmonds, who heard it all, the chatter going on. They were ordered to stand down, and the hijackers were able to carry out their attack. Now, once they got on board, the only real air phone calls that came from stewardesses was there was gas. They were gassed on the planes. I don't know what happened, but I know the official story is a lie. Now, they're going to misrepresent and say, oh, my God, Trump supports this 9/11 truther. Trump is ready for that. Trump knows about 9/11. He brought up Jeb Bush. He brought up they were running security in the World Trade Center. He brought up the Saudi connection. He brought up the Carlyle Group meeting with Bush Sr. In D.C. the morning of 9/11 at the same table with them at the Carlyle weapons quarterly meeting. And that's when you notice Jeb dropped out real fast. So you want to throw Trump in the briar patch, go ahead. That's exactly where he wants to go. You people are walking into our trap again. Thank you. Great job. Now, let me give you the info. I don't want to go to these phone calls or give the number out, take phone calls, go to all these video clips I've got. Here's what we've got today to cover. We have more and more of the nine Trump sexual assault accusers, it turns out, inviting him to functions just a few months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago. Many years after they claim he did this, say, please come to my restaurant. Please come to our event. Sending emails to him. And when he doesn't, then all this stuff comes up. Reality show contestants from a decade ago. And they're saying just a few months ago, please come to our restaurant when you're in town. And then Trump couldn't come to their restaurant when he's in town. So now he grabbed her on an airplane, and Gloria Allred, she's going to shave us, and the lady's crying. It was so horrible. And then now all these witnesses are coming out, and the brothers and the cousins and the sisters are saying none of that happened. And woman after woman, we're hearing, had a crush on Donald Trump from their families. And then they tell Trump, go into your emails. And then Trump staff goes in, and there they are. And the letters. Now, six of the nine women, it turns out, were begging Trump for TV jobs or begging Trump to take them out to dinner or begging Trump to come to their restaurant or begging. We have this from their families. And that's why I've got to give credit here. And I just continually notice this. I see some bad stuff from them. But overall, if you talk about mainstream old newspaper chain that actually is really classical liberal and actually tells the truth, other than say something like a Drudge or an InfoWars or a Breitbart, McClatchy. McClatchy just continues to tell the truth. They've got articles out about real election fraud going on against Trump. They've got articles. There are way too many coincidences in assaults on Trump, and they go through this huge article. This is Andrew Malcolm special to McClatchy. And the Investigative Journalist breaks down how it's synthetic, manufactured, ABC, NBC. While they're attacking Trump, they're the ones calling thousands of women, data mining thousands of women that were on TV shows, you name it. They're getting the info from NBC, his former employer. They're going through all the pageants. They are calling thousands of women, and they've come up with nine who the evidence is pointing towards want to be stars, want to get attention, want to be back in the news. And the problem is when it comes out that just a few months ago or another case a year ago or 2 years ago, they're asking Trump out on a date. They're asking Trump to come to the restaurant. They're asking Trump to give them a TV show again. And then magically, when Trump doesn't respond, they get scorned, they get mad, they get angry. And this article, I'm going to post the whole thing at InfoWars.com. It's that important. There are way too many coincidences on assaults on Trump. And you just need to read this for yourself because it just goes through how the whole thing is scripted. You can see the scripting, how this is all coming out, obviously, with 20-something days out, 21 days now, so they can't respond. All being done by design. Meanwhile, Republican headquarters gets firebombed. CNN and others say they deserve it because they raise the rhetoric and the tone. Oh, Trump's so horrible. I'll hear them on NPR call him a racist, a bigot, a sexual assaulter, and then say, we can't believe the Republicans have such mean rhetoric to say the media is against him and it's going to be rigged. Boy, he's dangerous and crazy. But here are the articles. Trump sexual assault accuser sent glowing email to his assistant in April. Summer Zervos, former Apprentice star. Oh, how horrible. He had her on a big hit TV show, who alleges she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump, sent an email to Trump's assistant in April praising the GOP candidate and asking him to come to their restaurant when he was in town. I'm going to skip the break. Sorry. Too important. So we have all this going on. And it goes on and on, woman after woman after woman after woman. We've got the email on screen. I'm certain you are a very busy woman. I'm in a unique situation being that I am the only former apprentice who operates a business with Mr. Trump. Supporters can walk in, express their admiration for him, and inquire about my experience. Oh, you think they could find out how great you are, huh? Mr. Trump has a great deal of support, including Huntington Beach, California. He has witnessed both my highs and lows operating a small business, and I am pleased to report that my business is good. Sonny's Restaurant has a long history of making people feel special. We hire a diverse crew and embrace anyone who is honest while working hard. How dare him give her all that attention for her restaurant years ago? He's such a bad man. Mr. Trump is cut from the same cloth. Oh, we hire a diverse crew and embrace anyone with an honest while working hard. Oh, honest and working hard. Mr. Trump is cut from the same cloth. He's honest and works hard. I would greatly appreciate reconnecting at this time. He will know my intentions are genuine. Thank you, Summer Zervos. We got a bunch of the same story, other women. Same deal. And then people that were on the plane going, I remember being on the plane talking to Trump. He wasn't even sitting by that lady. What? On and on, on and on. Little petty garbage. Meanwhile, I'm going to give you the big bombshell right now. I don't even feel like I am up to what you're about to see. I don't even want to present this at the start of the third hour today because I don't think I'm going to even do it justice because they just got back in last night and they've got hours and hours of footage of stuff that is HBO award-winning if it was put together right. We have people dying on video in Haiti this last week. The place looks like a hydrogen bomb went off, in Biggs's words. We have UN helicopters flying around everywhere. We have children bleeding to death. We have Gary Haven medevacing them into Port-au-Prince, and the UN will give no medical aid. If private interests like Haven fly in and give food, which he does every week, they will then fly it into the villages, and the people will die without it. Hillary is stealing the money that's supposedly to go to them, billions now total. That's admitted. Keeps 94%+, and they're saying no aid has come in years. She's still collecting money. Where's the media? This is so cold-blooded. This is black people. These are people really dying, really in trouble, who've had their infrastructure money and everything stolen. Colonialism over and over again. The Clintons literally launched their huge foundation worth over $2 billion. It's raised over $6 billion. $2 billion from Haiti. They steal almost all of it. A little bit they claim is for the charity, pays for their little junkets and things to Haiti. And even mainstream media like the Washington Post admits they did nothing with it. And I'm just saying, wow, nothing on ABC News, nothing on NBC, nothing on NPR. I listened to NPR this morning while I was exercising for about 45 minutes, and it sounded like a joke. Like some future authoritarian, you know, radio program that was so over the top, it's meant to be satirical. And just the breathlessness over, he's a sexual assaulter. He is an assaulter. He is an assaulter. And then they'd have a guest on after like 15 minutes will go, well, now it hadn't been proven yet. Oh, yes, it's been proven. There's all these women. You don't think sexual assault's a bad thing? What about Hillary coming up for a sexual assault that's real where Bill settled? What about her funding radical jihadis? What about the UN using the water supply unit that costs more than $15 million and then using it as a toilet to defecate in and then giving the defecation water to the Haitians? It killed more than 10,000. That's admitted by the UN itself. And there's the UN, as usual, sitting around doing nothing with these big, giant white helicopters we've got on video. And there are just Gary Haven and Biggs and Michael Zimmerman trying to video loading on these cargo planes, loading people that are dying on. One guy died by the time they got him to the hospital. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we've got on tape. Little kids with broken backs. I mean, and the UN is doing nothing. They won't give anybody any aid, you name it. They're there to make you give them the food aid, and then they fly off with it to do Lord knows what. And where's the Clinton Foundation? Well, they talk to people all over. They go, we've never seen them. They give us nothing. They all know Gary Haven, who since the earthquake has been flying in there at least every month. It's powerful. And Gary Haven's going to join us from Haiti via phone, probably sat phone. And then we're going to have Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman in here ahead of Roger Stone, who had now concurred. He said the sources are, you called it, Alex, is what he told me last night. He says it's crazy. It looks like their October surprise will be a huge cyber attack, which they've announced on Russia, and then even military incursions in Ukraine to start a war. That way you can really, I guess, cancel the election or divert everybody with that news while you steal it. I mean, this is such a critical time to be alive right now. But to McClatchy's credit, anytime I'm looking at the mainstream media and something is incisive, something's on target, something is actually well-researched, it's from them. They're the ones that have exposed Warren Buffett getting $400-plus billion of the banker bailout money himself, almost $10 billion, and then running around saying, raise your taxes because he gets the money. See, that's a problem. Trump didn't hit him hard enough. When he said Buffett takes the same exemptions I do, no, he has tax-free foundations, bro, and then sets up dummy corporations and bankrupts them and then gets taxpayer money. He's total criminal in my research view. You have taken some of the loopholes that you have admitted you would get rid of. But until we have a level playing field, you can't or you'll be bankrupt. He's totally honest. He goes, I buy ties from Mexico because they cost a third the price or high quality, and no one wants to buy ties that cost too much. So as soon as we fix these deals, I'll be able to make my ties in America. I have done that myself. Go get a shirt made in America, $10, sell it for $22. Nobody wants it. They want the one that's $15. You pay for $5. They just won't buy the one made in America. We got everything's made in America on one side. Buy the same shirt made in Mexico or Honduras for $15 instead of $22. You buy the one made there. That's your choice. You did it. And I don't blame you. The point is we have unfair trade deals. And as someone trying to operate a real business to fund this liberty movement, I've been sitting in the very same seat Trump is. Anybody else who's run a business knows that. The problem is most Americans are disconnected, and more and more when I see somebody driving in the fast lane, 55 miles an hour in a 70, I'll pull up and look, and they've always got an education sticker, they're always a professor, or they've got a Hillary sticker or a Bernie sticker, and I saw a guy this morning, I was late to work, I was almost out of gas, I pulled over, and as I pull in, this guy pulls in front of me and parks right in the middle between the pumps where I couldn't hardly pull in. I saw the education sticker, he got out. He got mad because he could barely get out of his car. And I said, hey, how you doing? And he's like, he ignores me, walks around because he's too much of a god. And I couldn't help it. I didn't pull my iPhone out and tape it. But I looked at him and I said, who are you supporting in the election? He looked at me and he looked down and he goes, why? And I said, I'm just asking. He said, well, Hillary, of course. And I just should have videotaped it because who else every time parks in the middle between the two gas pumps where someone else can't get gas. These people, it's their religion to drive 55 at a 70. It's their religion to block your way. They're unhappy energy vampires. They're demons. And it's time to exorcise the entire nation of these people. And when I say that, that's a figure of speech. I mean, we need to understand who they are. And they get these little clubs of rats. They all hate each other. They're all dishonorable. They're all incredibly unhappy. I mean, I've been inside NPR, I guess, several times, locally and nationally. It is the most soulless, unhappy, empty group. CNN, the same thing. They are pathetic. And they know they are. But there he was, just, because I'm already pulling in. He pulls in, and there's a car parked here. And I see him on this side, so I'm not going to park here, because there's two pumps. But I'm not going to park here, because I'm trying to be nice. So I go, I'll just go over here. And he just stops right in the middle. And I went, I'm late. I'm just going to squeeze in here. I could barely get out up against the gas tank, scratch my car. Obviously, the pump, caught up. He's looking at me. He can barely get out. I think I already bumped my other door. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. He looks so pissed. It's like, dude, you just thought you'd have a little power over me. You look back. You saw me. You thought you'd piss on me. Didn't happen, did it, boy? And the point is that I know who you are. I knew who you were. I analyzed and assessed you in seconds, but I confirmed it. You're probably a community college professor. You're still huge in massive debt. You hope the government gets you. He was like 65. You think that's your mommy and your daddy. You hate prosperity, and all you can do is piss on Texans because you came here from California. You've already collapsed. Now, I'm going to get to all the huge news, incredible clips, and so much more straight ahead. The latest on WikiLeaks as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Symptom of the universe is written in your eyes. Yeah. All right, let me give you a preview of what's coming up. I just talked to Gary Haven during the break. He is delivering emergency food and got behind schedule. He's going to be in the air when he's supposed to be on with us, and that's fine. I want to move it to tomorrow or Wednesday because I want to get these videos together. They just got back last night on a cargo plane to Houston and then drove into Austin. We have got all this footage of dead and dying children. I mean, it's just unbelievably powerful. We've got the Haitians in riot mode against the Clintons, who they know stole almost all the money that they would have gotten when the original catastrophe hit them, the earthquake. And so I don't want to just, we have so much big breaking news, we just kind of release it without any fanfare. I want to have articles written on this. I want to have the videos prepared. I'll voice it today. And then we can have Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, who were witnesses to all this and part of it, in here with us when Haven's on. So I wanted to do the big official breakdown Wednesday, but let's just get Haven on tomorrow and then also Wednesday continue. We hate Hillary. Haitians at Democratic National Convention say Hillary Clinton belongs in jail. Wait till you actually go to Haiti, something I wish Donald Trump would have done. But InfoWars has done it. And I've donated. I'm not bragging to the aid mission, but that's just what we're doing here because, you know, I'm a evil white man. But the point is that Hillary and Obama and all these people, along with Bill, have been milking Haiti, robbing it. Oh, yeah, the Obamas have been involved as well, promoting the whole scam. And it goes in the Clinton Foundation. It goes right back to them. This is a giant money laundering operation, and it's truly sickening. And Gary Haven in the videos makes some really powerful points. But we've got riots on video, you name it. But even Politico magazine, the Clintons Haiti screw up, as told by Hillary's emails. It's their own daughter saying people are dying. What are you doing? Libya's not a screw up. Haiti's not a screw up. The derivative scam they created is not a screw up. All of this is on purpose. They're organized criminals that have gotten away with murder. Now, I'm going to get into all the news here, and there is a ton of it on the polls, on the attacks on Trump, on the latest in these WikiLeaks. There is just so much here. Michael Savage is joining us tomorrow. It was already scheduled last week. I'm so excited about this because this is the perfect time to have him. I knew it 5-6 years ago when he got banned, along with thousands of others, but he was the most prominent, from flying into the UK by the prime minister, that they were going to set up a no-fly for what they call people that are radicals or people that promote anti-UN stuff. Just like you see people getting arrested in Germany for criticizing open borders. And Facebook's working with them. That's the model. And I knew, just like they want a no-gun buy list, they just magically put you on it, you can't buy guns, and then now you can't fly. I knew that was part of a precedent. Globally, they were beta testing, because it always is. We have the WikiLeaks, WorldNet Daily, Sharia Law. Hillary kept Savage on hate list. It's all there, exactly what we said it was, because it's kind of like when a jigsaw puzzle, you've already, say it's got 200 pieces, and you've already put, say, 190 in. The last 10, I mean, you know where they go. You go, oh, that's the parrot's eye. Yep, parrot's eye. Oh, that's the parrot's foot. That's a branch the parrot's sitting on. We're putting the last pieces in. This is not hard. We know exactly what they're going to do. And they have totally pre-prepped everybody for war with Russia, physical war. They're trying to get a no-fly zone. They're trying to get the military to develop a plan. This is public, to start shooting down Russian aircraft. That'll start World War III. Don't believe me. I'll play General Dumford. I played it probably 20 times. We played again from 2 weeks ago. Cue up Dumford, please. How about the Secretary of the Army saying the same thing? How about the Russian president? You've got international criminals that have taken this country over. They're trying to start a big war 21 days out from the election. And Joe Biden said it last Wednesday. It's when they taped it. They put out the short clip Sunday. He said even more yesterday, we're going to hit Russia so hard they never know what's going to hit them. And then if Russia responds, they'll call it a cyber war. And then they can say, oh, the Russians are involved in the election. Or they can launch a false flag and frame the Russians. I mean, you can see this coming a mile away. A few months ago, I said, what false flags might they pull? Economic collapse, Deutsche Bank's about to go under. That's happening naturally. Bigger than Lehman Brothers, 50-fold probably. Some estimates are higher. You've got all this other military stuff going on in Syria. You've got them spending billions to get Black Lives Matter turned into like a national communist movement whose mission they admit is to burn down buildings and kill police. All you've seen is probing by the Soros destabilization brigades. They lit Ukraine on fire in one day. And it was the same thing where the attacks were very small for several years in probing attacks to condition the police and military to not think it was a big deal when the big one came. That's a classic standard tactic. It was executed for a year before the Panama invasion in the late 1980s, 89. Where for a year, they do touch and go with helicopters, flashbangs, fire machine guns, until when the real attack came, the Panamanian military, which was known for not being cowards, put it to you that way, just stood down for 20 minutes. And by the time they stood down for 20 minutes, those gunships, Puff the Magic Dragon, C-130s, had just annihilated everything. They had drones with particle beams frying people. I mean, it was a lot of fun. That's been partially declassified. And so, yeah, they had particle beams mounted on C-130s in the late 80s. Imagine what they got now. But it doesn't matter if we've got all these super weapons. The Russians have got a bunch of hypersonic cruise missiles, long-range missiles, medium-range missiles, nuclear submarines, you name it. There's tens of thousands of weapons on both sides. You don't win this war, but they're pushing it because Hillary never loses. When she's representing child molesters, she wins. When she's robbing little old ladies' bank accounts and Arkansas swindles at Whitewater, she gets away with it. When she's killing her boyfriend, she gets away with it. When she's deleting her emails and funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, she gets away with it. When she's selling tainted blood out of the Arkansas blood banks to hemophiliacs worldwide, over 100,000 died conservatively, it came out in court, she gets away with it. And they firebombed the Hemophiliac Society in Canada. The same night, they did the same thing to the doctor that was working in the hospital off of the prison that first exposed it. I had the guy on, by the way. I called him about a month later, said, we come back on. He said, you didn't know we got broken into and firebombed? They said they're going to kill my kids now. I'm done. I called the Hemophiliac Society. Same thing. Canada. Hit the same night. These are really, really nice people. Hillary came. She saw the little kids died. And here's the entire media structure hooking their wagon up to this witch. We're in the hands of evil right now. Now, speaking of funding our operation, it's essential to fund our operation, obviously, in this storm, in this tempest we're in, all of us together. And the more funds we get, the more we're able to sustain what we're doing and hopefully expand and get a few more camera people and editors and reporters. We need to get too deep here. We don't have a second string. We're trying to develop it. And we're ending today knockout, which is 9 different compounds from valerian root to L-tryptophan to melatonin that give you healthful, deep, restful sleep. It's $14.95. Normally, the same strength bottle with just melatonin is $19.95. This has got 8 other ingredients. It really is an amazing deal. Knockout available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLive.com. Now, this week's new special, this special is ending today, but for the next week, we have a mega special. Get Brain Force for a massive 25% off at InfoWarsLive.com. Similar nootropics are already like $80, ladies and gentlemen. This one's normally $39.95. It's now $22. Because it's already discounted off of the regular price, and we discounted another 25%, and it is the known nootropic, incredibly low price, super high quality, Brain Force, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force already has hundreds of 5-star reviews, and you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com, along with all of the research and other information. Even the crew here at InfoWars can't stop taking Brain Force, and now it helps them double their efforts. Secure your Brain Force for 25% off while supplies last. And I also want to add, that's key, because we've got another shipment coming in. It's scheduled at the end of the month. And so it looks like this is going to sell out probably the next week at this price. And it's the last run ever. Get your third edition, final edition, of Hillary for Prison shirt with Legalized Freedom, InfoWars.com on the back. When these sell out, that's it. And there's the other limited edition, Lock Her Up, Made in America shirt, $22. And it's got on the front the Gadsden snake coiling up around Hillary. And your purchases fund this operation. Also, we're selling Hillary for Prison bumper stickers in packets of 10 up to 100 at cost. Hillary for Prison 2016. All orders get a few thrown in, but it sends up the shipping cost too much for you, so we don't throw 100 in as I would do. But if you pay $17, you get 100. And so on. That is at cost, InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is a powerful information warfare weapon, especially if you're in a battleground state. Also, wear shirts, red shirts on Election Day, just to have a visual cue to show everybody just how many Trump voters there were out there. Because here's the deal, and I'm getting to this in a moment. They're moving to steal the election. I was listening to NPR again this morning, and it was NPR National, Rockefeller Radio. I mean, you're talking New World Order. You want to hear talking points out of their mouth? This is it. And they're like, it's totally insane. He claims there's election fraud, that there's evidence of it with no proof. You know, he's giving proof in New York, the head of elections saying they have people voting over and over again for Democrats. It's happening in Florida. All this information is coming out. Election fraud is famous. But Obama says it doesn't exist, but then federalizes elections to stop imminent Russian fraud for Trump. So the Russians are trying to cheat for Trump. Crazy conspiracy theory, but the Democratic machine caught stealing the 1960 election in Illinois and in Texas, certified, admitted, all historians admit, all the other election frauds we know of, no, certified election fraud a few years ago in Ohio, thousands of other cases around the country locally, but no, he's insane. And then 5 minutes later, they reported on Homeland Security taking over the elections to stop the Russians from stealing it. So it's crazy. It doesn't exist. Trump's a nut. Not the next story, but one story over is, I mean, folks, they're deliberately trying to scramble the common sense thinking of their listeners. I mean, this is on purpose to just break their minds. This is so incredible. They will not run with 6 of the 9 women that they sent him emails recently and asked for jobs or asked for him to come to their business or and said how great he was. And we only know this because their family members are flipping out going, Donald Trump really helped her. Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump gave her a TV show. Donald Trump, you know, blah, blah, blah. She loved Donald Trump. She never said any of this to us. And they go, oh, really? And they go check their emails because the families are giving them. You know, here's my sister's email. Check it. And they check, oh, a year ago, you were loving Donald Trump. 6 months ago, you were loving Donald Trump. 2 months ago, you were loving Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, you're so honest and wonderful. Thank you so much. You already helped my business so much on The Apprentice Show. Do you mind when you're in California next coming back by it? Sorry, we're real busy. We can't come by. Oh, really? Oh, you grabbed me then. They will not tell you because they're in a war. I have a clip of Cuomo with his storied family out of New York. I mean, give me Mr. Corleone. On CNN saying it's illegal for you to look at WikiLeaks. You must go through us. You're only allowed to look at it if we say so. I mean, they talk to their viewers like they're three. Now, you're not allowed to go outside without mommy letting you. Is that clear? Or I'll get a wooden spoon out, dumbass. This is the total delusion of these people. They're just holding on, folks, by their toenails. Chris Cuomo, we at CNN can possess WikiLeaks emails, but you can't. Yeah, there it is. We have the video clip. Look at that little power-tripping nobody. What's his father say? If you don't support abortion or banning guns, get out of New York. And they said, you mean they said, I said, get out. Just total thug, just total, Adolf Hitler level. Just get out of here. We rule everything. Now all full of the chutzpah, Cuomo and everybody are just like, let's hit Russia. Give a bloody nose body bag. They all these weird women in fancy $5,000 dresses on TV. Samantha Power stuff. All looking power tripping. I mean, those people shouldn't be McDonald's managers on the power trips they're on. We're going to hit Russia and we spent $5 billion over the Ukraine. We got their weapons and they're all their eyes look all crazy. It's like, what the hell? The Russians look all concerned. We're moving into our bunkers. Have our missiles ready. Please, America, wake up. Whoa, crazy people run your country. Please stop. They're like, oh, shut up. We're going to get you. It's the women's chance to be in charge, hopping around like witches. And it's just like, let's go to the General Dumford clip because I mentioned it, where if you watch the whole hour-long exchange, they're like, go ahead and hit the Russians. And they're like, well, that'll be a declaration of war. They're going to fight back. Here it is.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
And we can keep playing the clips if you'd like. We've got a top story up on Infowars.com Again, with the Russian government saying prepare for nuclear war, it's the greatest danger ever. Get ready. We have our special report breaking all that down on InfoWars.com right now. But instead, we've got Gloria Allred with a string of women, like she always does, running around protecting them from another rich guy. Well, don't worry. America won't be too rich much longer. We'll be just like a third world country, and you can, I guess, go out and, you know, beg for burgers on the street corner, because that's where this country is going. Now, when we come back, I've got to start getting to these clips. These are epic clips. Trump says corporate media, Clinton's most powerful weapon. The media then laughs and says they're not biased. It's insane. Then where does Trump get his talking points from? Often the alt-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, the guy that said Hillary's server was hacked first years ago. Tim Kaine blasts Donald Trump's rigged election claim as scare tactics, as they say Trump's trying to rig it. Trump, you're trying to rig the election with the Russians. Election fraud doesn't exist, though. If he says we're going to do it, he's insane. That's like saying you're an effing white male and you're a white male. I mean, we go on the street nationwide and white men come up to our reporters who are white, some of them, and scream, you have no credibility, you can't talk, you're an effing white male. And we say, but well, then how do you have credibility, you're an effing white male? And they just scream back, you're an effing white male. Then Newt Gingrich, most powerful video ever from Gingrich. I mean, I got to say, I don't like Gingrich personally, I don't trust him, but what he says is total truth. That's coming up. Chuck Todd interviews Mike Pence. It's all coming up. Very important. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're renegades.
3 p.m. Central, we're here. Coming up tomorrow and Wednesday, we're going to release damning evidence of Clinton crimes in Haiti. So investigative reporters, our reporters have traveled to Haiti. I wasn't going to start releasing it today, but I really want to release it with a full push, with articles, with backup information, with the history, because it's so shocking. I don't even know what to say. I mean, when you see it for yourself and how much they hate them, how do I find words sensational enough to describe what it is? Breaking. Clinton crimes in Haiti to be released Wednesday. Or evidence of Clinton carnage in Haiti to be released Wednesday. I mean, I don't know. Special report, the Haitians absolutely hate the Clintons. The Clintons are enemy number one. I mean, there's so many stories to this. You got the UN there refusing to give aid to the people. We have the video. You're not going to see Vice Magazine down there doing it, though. They're owned by HBO now. They're part of the team. You're not going to see anybody doing it. They're just going to sit around and say they're liberals and drive Subarus. And I'm not against the fact you drive a Subaru, but Portlandia is not a real way of life. It's a delusion. And we've got a bunch of Portlandians, like out of the movie, out of the TV show, starting World War III. You people are crazy. And now you want to shut down the free press. You want to play stormtrooper. All because you've weakened the country and created such a mass of domesticated people. I don't want to call men feminized. Women aren't inherently weak or stupid. It's spoiled, rotten cult disconnected from reality. It's what we're dealing with. 41% of voters nationwide say election could be stolen from Trump. It's almost 80% when they only ask Republicans. Well, of course it could be stolen. Everybody knows about election fraud and all the battles and all the rigging. I mean, who doubts? We have all the WikiLeaks. The rigging of the election against Bernie Sanders. It's all confirmed. But they sit there laughing on CNN and NPR to make you feel alone. You're not alone. And they're talking about the danger. Hillary Clinton has put out new videos and is going to spend $20 million attacking Alex Jones and the fact that Trump likes him. Like, let's go to that clip first as we go out to break, because they want Trump to run from what's made him so successful. He's not doing that again. He saw how he was nice to her and got destroyed in the first debate. He went after her and it was like Valhalla. So let's go out to break with, where does Trump get his talking points from? This is the new official Hillary Clinton ad.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
I will not let you down.
The official story is a fable, and an inside job is the only explanation.
You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
They're the ones running ISIS.
I mean, I've interviewed the cops and the people that saw the feds plant the bombs in Oklahoma City.
I think we'll be speaking a lot.
I think she's going to show up. And pause right there. We're going to come back because I went to this late. We're going to play the whole thing when we come back. But again, all of it out of context, all of it misrepresented, and all of it to project it onto him. We don't need the outro. It's fine. I mean, this is the reality of what we're dealing with. This is what we're facing in this culture. This is all they've got. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.